Thank you, Meredith. Summer breakfast here on SEN. David King and Jack Heaven, a lot of love for Chris Fagan. Every time he joins anyone on this station, the text messages that come straight after it, King, are full of love and support. This one, tell Chris if he ever grows tired of being a successful coach, he's welcome back at Hawthorn anytime. We miss him, and we know he was part of the brains trust and one of the real brains trust behind the three-peat.
What a star. He knows how to have a bit of fun. He gets the gig. As he said, he's comfortable being who he is. Doesn't feel like he has to prove himself. He's just happy to shoot the breeze. He's always happy to take our phone call, and that's what I love about Fags.
Premier League scores from this morning. Burnley defeated Crystal Palace 1-0. Chris Wood, the scorer for Burnley, and 61 minutes gone. Southampton 1, Wolves 0 in the other game of the morning. But very quickly, as soon as we finish the trade period, the draft is upon us. It's been a challenging year, no doubt about it. Been a very challenging year for a lot of youngsters who are trying to show their wares and trying to get themselves into the best position to live out their dreams. Sam Berry is one of those, a really, really exciting, young, tough midfielder from the Gippsland Power who joins us here on SEN Breakfast. Sam, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Kingy. Morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Mate, how's this period for you at the moment? I guess it's the waiting game, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely been interesting. Just with school exams currently going on, it's been a bit of a painful wait.
Is it almost a distraction, a welcome distraction in a way, the exams, that you can kind of just put your head into them for the next couple of weeks?
Definitely. And I think the closer I get, the less I want them to finish, just because it's something that's right there to take my mind off it.
Sam, Gippsland have had a fair bit of success over the last couple of years. There's some good stock coming out of there that's impacting the AFL almost immediately upon drafting. There'll be a couple of names you can follow.
Yeah, for sure. Last year was an extremely strong team. So I was lucky enough to play in that a fair bit. Definitely some exciting boys going through there.
Well, everyone's listening to see the likeness, the like types. Who does he play like? What's he like? There's a couple of names that are written down here on the champion data comparison. But I want to hear from you. Can you describe to us who you play like and how you play?
I think my style is probably kind of that hard-nosed ground ball midfielder that loves the tackle as well. And I always find it hard to compare who I play with. But I think probably just because I played with him last year and I try to model my game like him, is Caleb Sarong.
Yeah, he's a very, very fine footballer, Caleb Sarong. So, Sam, the combine this year and what a result. You must have been so pleased to come away from it. Top five in the 2 kilometre time trial and then tied in the vertical jump testing as well. They're great numbers.
Yeah, no, I was pretty happy with them. It's we just had a lot of time to focus on it, given that no football was actually being played. It was good to get some reward for effort.
Do you think not playing for the season, how do you think that'll impact you? Because we were just talking earlier this morning, just after six, which is you wouldn't have heard, Sam, about what that does in terms of the player knowing where he's strong, who you actually are as a footballer, given the fact you haven't played for 12 months. How are you feeling about all of that?
Yeah, it's funny because football's still been there, even though we haven't played. So it's been about a lot. And I mean, we all think about it a lot, but yeah, it's just funny not actually playing. And I guess it's kind of hard to tell what effect it will have and kind of where I sit. But it just feels like it's just been a really long pre-season.
Who did you grow up supporting? This is the other thing that all fans this morning want to know.
I'm an Essendon man.
Oh, that's disappointing. Do you want to reassess that, Sam? Have you spoken to many clubs? Where is it at the moment? You're expected to go somewhere between, you know, late teens to anywhere through to, who knows, this year could be as deep as 30 or so. You're in that range. How many teams would a player like that or a prospective draftee talk to in this period?
Yeah, I have had a few, they don't like to give away too much, so. It is interesting though. I guess I didn't really know what to expect kind of coming into this period where clubs start talking to us. I have had a couple.
They come and meet the parents and all that sort of thing?
Prior to Corona, it happened a couple of times. But after that, all the interviews were all Zoom.
Hey, now, Sam, before we let you go, I was fascinated to see this, that at 18 years of age, you're doing Movember with some of the crew from Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that going for you?
I have got one going. I'm struggling a bit. I'm a bit behind the rest of the team, but it's all for a good cause. I guess, yeah, 2020's been a tough year as far as mental health goes, and especially with that stigma around footy and men's mental health. So, yeah, it's been great to ref that with the team.
Well, we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us. We're going to continue to look closer and closer as we get towards the draft and talk to some of the youngsters who are hoping to live their dream, and no doubt you're going to be one of them. So good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Sam.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kibby. Thanks, Jack.
Sam Berry joining us from the Gippsland Power, was a boarder at Melbourne Grammar this year as well.
I remember all the parents. The clubs love to come and meet the parents and see where you come from. I reckon I slipped from pick 20 to pick 45.
We're here for coins. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And Toyota new car time. Search Toyota value.